Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. It is time for Lightning Bets. Gosh, I meant to have more plays. I did some research before the show, and then I like to do more research during the breaks. And such a busy day, I didn't get a chance. So I have a little double-double parlay I put together for everyone. Feel free to fade or tail.
Wow.
I got Giannis. I know. I got Giannis. Double-double against the Pistons. It's minus 235 because he usually does that every time when he plays them. And then I'm going to – the one that's going to be a little sweatier, Julius Randle. So the Knicks are playing the Rockets. He did get a double-double against them the last time he played. But – and I was looking at the final. It was like 108-88 because I thought, gosh, if the Knicks are up big, maybe Randle won't get the double-double. But that was the final, 108-88, the last time they played, and he got the double-double. So I'm going to go back well on that. It is plus 313 for the two of them to get double-doubles if you parlay it, because Randle is plus 190. So that is my fun parlay on a Monday NBA.
Do they give no options on those double-doubles? Okay.
They do.
So if Giannis is minus 235, what's the no? Do you have it there? I'm curious. Some places they do that. They only offer the yes, which is a joke. And then they don't offer no, which is unfair. You've got to offer both prices.
So the no is plus 195.
Hmm. So if people did want to fade, they could in that way.
You want to fade me on both? You'll probably get really nice plus money for the
parlay. I would think so. Yeah. Yeah, the so it was Giannis and Randle, right?
Yeah, Giannis and Randle, double-double parlay.
Okay. Anything else today?
So, we didn't get a chance to talk about Jokic and Embiid. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Embiid's props up earlier this morning, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to have a bet on that game. Are they? Because I feel like if Embiid does play, even though he's banged up, he is motivated right now. Like, do we need to look at that narrative-wise? I'm sure Jokic will be, too. And that, to me, is like, why force it? This could just be a stay away. I don't see any Embiid props yet, so.
Because we don't know if he's playing. Out. Yeah, we don't know for sure if he's playing. You think he's playing, though, right? The line is 5.5 Nuggets.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to. After all this talk.
You're going to get crucified if you don't get out there tonight. And he's a tough guy. He just played back-to-backs in losses to the Warriors and Suns over the weekend. He's got to play.
Nobody would have cared if he would have sat one of those games. But if he sits tonight, he's going to get torched.
With the NCAA tournament going on, no one would have cared, hardly even noticed. It's like, ooh, you get a trophy for playing in those games. Great. Now he's even more banged up for the showdown we all want to see tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he's out there, because that would be something, some great viewing this evening. All right, I'm going to hit on some futures, and I'm thinking MLB awards. We went over it earlier on. Check out the podcast if you missed that. We did a full segment on the MVP award. Jake threw out his thoughts. And it's weird. The National League is usually more wide open during the season. But as far as preseason, I'm not doing anything there. I'm going to hope that some of the guys that I do like have some good value, because the bigger numbers that I see in the National League side, I don't think any of them really have a legitimate chance of winning the MVP. But there are some value plays over on the AL side that I do like. Maybe there's more than a few, but I'm going to hold it to a few. With some big numbers. We'll start with the lowest number. Jake hates it, but I'm going Buxton, because if he ever puts the full season together at 40-1, and that's a pretty good number for him, if he puts that full season together, he's going to be in this conversation. He'll be on the short list for AL MVP. So Buxton 40. Bregman, man, I know Alvarez, his teammate, but this Bregman number of 60 with the season that he's coming off of. See, I don't think people hate Bregman as much as they hate Altuve or some of the other Astros. So there is a possibility, if he puts up the best numbers, that he could win the award. And at 60-1, that's a lot of value. And then, you know, we've talked about how much we love the Blue Jays, at least I do. And I know there's a lot of competition on his own team, But Chapman has the ability to be the best player in the American League, and he's 150-1. So as a dart throw, I'd go Chapman. So Buxton, Bregman, Chapman for me.
Jake? I think Paul's gone.
He left? He quit?
No, he said he was getting off for a sec, but he'd be back. So I only have a couple. I'm going to throw out one AL MVP. My dart throw was Randy Arozarena at 151, but I do like Joe's thought about Matt Chapman. I got burned last year. I took Chapman at 100-1. Didn't work out, obviously. 150-1, even better. So yeah. I don't hate that as a dart throw. I already have mine in Arozarena, so I'll stick with that. But one, otherwise I don't have anything in AL MVP yet. And just the more I look at it and the more we talk about it, I just think it's Jose Ramirez. And I'm going to go with him at 16-1. It's the best number. Love I think it's just it. Finally his time. I think it's going to be sort of a Goldschmidt situation. People have been wanting to give Goldschmidt the MVP for years. He's always finished second, third, top five. And, I mean, Jose Ramirez, when you look down his list, I mean, going back to 2016, 17th, then from there, third, second, sixth, mm-hmm. fourth. He's been right there every year. I think he could legitimately get 30-30, which would obviously help. Is going to play on the likely AL Central division winner. So I like Jose Ramirez 16-1 as my MVP. That's going to be the only one I do to pair with my Arozarena one.
Okay. And you mentioned Trey Turner, but you gave that out in the past.
Yeah, Trey Turner MVP. That's 12-1 is what I'm holding on that.
Okay, Turner, Ramirez, and Arozarena?
Arozarena is the super long shot, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any others that you've already given out?
Yeah,
there were some long shots. Yeah. People would like that.
Start with the Seager 100-1. That was obviously gave out that last week as the home run leader. Also gave out George Kirby 80-1. Cy Young. That number's crashing down everywhere. I think that the lowest I saw was 40 now, and maybe even I think a 35 on Kirby now. I would still play it at 40. I still think there's a ton of value there, but it's come way down. Drew Rasmussen, I gave out a month or so ago at 200-1 for AL Cy Young. That's down to 125 and 100 in certain places. I still even like it a little bit there. Mariners, AL West, 3-1. And then a couple win totals, Orioles over 77.5, D-backs over 76.5, Twins under 80.5, Astros over 97.5, Cardinals over 88.5, and Dodgers under 96.5. And then, of course, our College World Series, East Carolina 90-1, which is now down to 50-1.
Man, you got a lot going on with baseball.
I'm excited. Jeez. It's going to be a great season.
Those numbers are moving like crazy. Kirby cut half? Based on what? Is he having a great training
spring?
Yes. Kirby has had a strong spring. He's also been debuting a new pitch as well, which gives him four pitches, which is huge. But he's looked good this spring as well. Yeah.
Okay.
People like him.
Paul, he's back.
Had to hop off. Got a call from the foot people. The doctor's office, not like foot.
Feet finders. Yeah.
Paul Aspen foot. Paul Aspen, Rex Ryan. Doctor.
I've got dueling scars. There might be a career there. I don't know, but
there might be a market for that.
There could be. I feel like that's such a one-way market. Like I never hear about dudes getting feet requests. You know, right?
It's got to start somewhere. Somebody's got to open that door.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? I'd consider it. Depends on the price. You know, we'll see. But I will go with FAU. For sending feet, if people want feet pics, I'd consider
what price? Like what number? You're like, okay, I'm considering it. Put my dogs out there.
That's a good question. Like a couple hundred, maybe? I don't know.
A couple hundred dollars?
Yeah.
All
right. Holy shit, go ahead.
Wait, what are you saying, Jake?
Like, go ahead and go too low.
I think Paul could get better. I think Paul could get a better price than a couple hundred dollars.
No.
All right, a couple thousand.
No, he cannot.
It's gone up.
Your agent?
Yeah.
Jake's his foot agent.
I love it.
I mean, I already. Never mind.
What?
I already have the picture Aaron sent in the group chat. I'm already representing one person on this show.
Oh,
True.
He's collecting. True. He's starting a collection. You guys are already out there. Well, you don't know it.
For the record, it wasn't. And my whole foot is not in the photo, so I feel like nobody will care.
Let me look. Sure, well, I'm sure somebody out there cares.
Isn't the disgusting part about feet the toes, right? Is that, or like, because other than that, it's just like a palm, like, right?
Ew.
I'd say the hair on the toes is the most disgusting part.
The toe jam.
Oh. See, those are what people pay up for, right?
Do you remember
category?
Do you remember a Double Dare where there was that part where you had to go through the toe jam to find the flag? No?
Yeah. Nobody.
Deep cut.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
Where's this picture at?
It's a while back.
I'll go like in the meantime. Week. I'll go FAU plus two. They face the team just like this with Tennessee and handle
stuck
them,
on
so.
I'm stuck on the Paul Snake picture
sold
now.
Me on the Owls.
Are my feet available in that picture?
Out of context, what a sentence that is, first of all.
Wait. It's just... like the side of your toe, the side of your big toe, you're wearing flip-flops?
Okay. Oh. You know what? That could spray to multiple fields. Snake and toe people, snake and feet people.
Just covering all bases.
Listen, you got to supplement the rare income. Feet picks. Yeah.
Turn it into an NFT. Those are back.
Top shot.
How's that going? Yeah, you've like been, you were invest. You stopped talking about it, so I assume bad.
I mean, I still have them. I don't think they're really worth more than this piece of paper, but.
Yeah.
Remember when I almost got us in some beef with the NFT community? That was crazy.
That's right.
Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Up next, Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, please stay tuned for the Daily Tip.